Dominic near and dear. I know certainly at least two who do, and there are many more of us, this great saint. As you know, God raises up great saints during difficult times, and he is right now, here present. But in the 12th century, he needed a preacher to combat a nasty heresy that's made its way, keeps recycling itself throughout the ages. At the time of Dominic, it was the Albigensian heresy. In the early centuries, the Manichaean heresy, or error. And it's present today. And it was also part of the Reformation. And what is this? And it's familiar. It's still present. It's this hatred of the material world with which we battle, these bodies with which we fight. It's this teaching that says that's bad. The spirit is good. Anything material is bad because it pulls us down. And so it longs then to be separated. It despises the material world and longs to be, as you've heard this before, when we get to become angels. That's a bad fruit of this heresy. We don't become angels because God doesn't want us to be angels, or he'd have created you and me angels. We are human beings. And so in the 12th century, and as it on and on and on, this has crept up. Why is it so dangerous? It may sound familiar, sure. We fight with this. It's unsatisfying at times. Why is it so dangerous then? If there is a nugget of truth in it, the material world can be hard because it undoes two great things that God has done for us. And the first is this, is what God has written into these bodies, as St. John Paul the Great so wisely taught, is the great language of gift. That if these bodies are bad, created order is bad, it's evil, and we're just longing to be separated from it, then the great gift of the human body, which is itself a sign of gift, is done away with. But as St. John Paul said, if you look at the human body, you understand God because you understand gift. The giving sweat, blood, and tears out of love. It happens in childbirth. It happens in our efforts and our labors. That God is speaking his language of gift. Our good deacon preaches on this because he knows it well. The language of gift is written all over the body. So if we say, no, this is bad, and we run from it, then we're undoing something that God wanted to teach us each day when we wake up in the morning, is that he is gift, and he's written it into our very bodies. The Albigensian heresy with which St. Dominic fought wanted to undo that. Undo it. There's another thing that isn't undone by this way of thinking about the material world as evil, and it's that. The incarnation and the death of Jesus is completely undone if the material world doesn't matter. Why would God become man? Well, he wouldn't, because he couldn't, because if matter is evil, then God can't inhabit evil. And then suffering is worthless, has no meaning. The material world is evil, and it's just a consequence. Not true. What Jesus tells us through this beautiful homily that is the crucifix, through the crucifixion and death and resurrection, is that every little bit of suffering in the material world has meaning now. It's redemptive. The church has taught this throughout the ages, because that's what God did to it. He raised it up from its brokenness, from its meaninglessness, and said, no, now it has value. So in any way that we fight with the material world, with ourselves, we suffer. If we unite it to that cross, guess what? The evil of it all is undone. And out of that, it becomes redemptive. So as you walk out of here today, or sit here right now and have any sort of suffering, we unite it to Jesus, and he's going to do a lot with it. Because this created order is good. Very good. I think the Bible says that. That we are very good. And these bodies are a gift from God. Because he is gift. We need to simply look and thank him. Saint Dominic preached this to great effect. And thankfully he did. And he saw that there were three ways in order to live this out, to be an effective preacher, that we continue to study. To study the truths, to never be, to give up on trying to exhaust the inexhaustible mystery of our Lord. We keep seeking truth. It's inexhaustible, it's beautiful. That we keep praying, spending time with the God-made man, and that we live out simplicity in our lives. That was Saint Dominic's wise way of engaging this life and himself becoming a saint. And it's true for us to continue in our seeking of the Lord Jesus, who is truth. Continue in our time with him, which is prayer, and to live simply so that he is the focus of our daily lives. Saint Dominic, pray for us that we may do that and love all that God has created and love ourselves.